The mother of muscle cars is back. Taken out of production nearly 30 years ago, the Pontiac GTO is staging a comeback at auto shows around the country. But what exactly does the new GTO have in common with its legendary original? Chubba Chetta is editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine. Welcome.
How are you?
Great. Now, first, what does GTO stand for? And I don't mean the letters. What did the car represent when it was first introduced in the 60s?
Well, it represented affordable muscle. What the original GTO was the Pontiac Tempest, which was a very affordable mid-size sedan with a big, giant V8 dropped into it. And that made it really fast and really cheap.
Now, this new model doesn't look much like the original. What do you think of the new GTO?
The new GTO is going to be a very nice piece of work because it's a sophisticated car. You know, back in the 60s, the GTO was really fast in a straight line but didn't really handle very well or didn't brake very well. This is more of an all-around performance car that can do everything well, but it's still going to be very, very fast and we'll be able to light up the rear tires.
General Motors, in this case, decided not to make a retro car. They didn't want to make this car look too much like its original, the original model. But if it was such a beloved car, why not capitalize on that?
Well, I'm not sure which original model they'd make it look like because the GTO first came to life in about 64 and went on through 72 or 73, and it went through two or three model changes that were substantially different. I think the real essence of the GTO is relatively affordable performance, and that's what they're going back to because we haven't had that from GM in a long time.
Now, the original car wasn't the fastest car on the road. It wasn't the sexiest car on the road, and one critic at the time said that was its genius, that it was sort of a blank slate onto which hot rods could project their fantasies.
Well, certainly a lot of them were modified and made faster in a variety of ways. But, you know, by making it a car that wasn't necessarily the absolute best is what kept it affordable. I mean, back in the 60s, GTOs cost $4,000, $4,300. It was within reach of a lot of people, and it was a huge amount of horsepower, and that was really the magic.
Now, diehard GTO enthusiasts, I believe they call themselves GOATs, could
yes.
make or break this new version. And just looking at the websites, the jury's out. I mean, some are saying that this new design is wimpy. I think one called it a muscle car with cellulite.
I think the new car doesn't look terribly butch, and that's probably its biggest shortcoming because it's based on a relatively modern coupe, which means it's sleek and it's aerodynamic, and it needs to look a little tougher than it does. But I've driven the car, and when you get behind the wheel and put your foot down on 350 horsepower and spin the two rear tires, I think a lot of old-time GTO owners will appreciate that.
Will it inspire any songs this time around?
Oh, you never know. I think people are even more clever about the marketing, and if it doesn't inspire some songs, well, maybe GM will inspire some songs.
Ah, okay. Maybe this time around it'll be John Tesh who will weigh in with one of those songs.
I hope not.
All right. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Chubba Chetta, editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine, talking to us about the comeback of the Pontiac GTO.
Little GTO, you really looking fine. Three deuces and a four-speed and a 389. Listen to her tacking up now. Listen to her whine, yeah, yeah. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO. Yeah.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.